This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer, who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death, was given a $1 million bail with conditions. His attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail, nor did he speak of the substance of Chauvin's charges. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired in jail and await court dates. Chauvin pressed his neck on Floyd's his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on May 25th as he and other three officers arrested the 46-year-old unarmed black man. Floyd was pronounced later, autopsy conducted separately in the following days, both ruled his death a homicide. Democrats and Congress are now proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protest denouncing the deaths of black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice and Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force episodes, and set new standards for police training. U.S. President Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says that the Democrats have gone crazy. This is VOA News. New York lawmakers are poised to overhaul a decades-old law protecting police disciplinary records that has been long among the nation's most secretive. The Democratic-led legislature plans to pass a repeal of the law as part of changes that also ban officers from subduing people with chokeholds. Governor Andrew Cuomo said that he intends to sign the legislation and that police officers deserve the same scrutiny as other government employees like teachers. Police unions say releasing such records could jeopardize officers' safety and allow even frivolous claims to damage their reputation. More than 406,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is roughly 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is nearly 7.1 and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro residents slowly return to their famous beaches to enjoy the sun and sea after social distancing protocols were relaxed. In the first phase of the relaxation of the quarantine, walking on the promenade is allowed, as well as the opening of some shops and the practice of individual water sports. During the weekend, surfers jumped into the sea and small groups played sports near the beach while people sunbathed in the area despite the prohibitions. Many Brazilian epidemiologists warned the reopenings could be premature. Brazil is currently reporting second to the United States in coronavirus cases and third in the number of deaths. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has played down the gravity of the epidemic and criticized lockdowns for paralyzing the economy and causing widespread unemployment and hardship. North Korea says it will cut off all communication channels with South Korea at noon on Tuesday. And North Korea has been escalating pressure against the South for failing to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across their tense border. Relations between the Koreas have been strained during the prolonged deadlock and broader nuclear diplomacy between Pyongyang and Washington. North Korea is frustrated that Seoul has not done more to distance itself from Washington and restore joint economic projects now held up by U.S.-led sanctions. North said cutting off communication lines would be a first step to shutting down all means of contact with Seoul and get rid of unnecessary things. Tropical depression Cristobal could soon renew its strength by merging with another storm system to form a large cyclone. After drenching much of the South, forecasters now expect the storm to bring fierce winds and heavy rains to much of the Midwest by Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.